Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you tonight to The Love Channel, the space where I find the opportunity to share all that I've come to realize in my quest for the ultimate state of being, which is love. And I'm starting the show with tears because it has been a really rough day. And I'm glad that I have the opportunity to share it with you guys because I know that you're all here with love. And my son's best friends, Chip and Connie, today Connie passed away, and it was really a shock because she has two beautiful young sons, and she wasn't sick. She just had a heart attack, and it kind of happened instantly. And I just noticed the reason why that I'm starting the show with it is that my grandson, one of my grandsons, just signed on to my page to, I guess, approve of the little, Brandon, the little note that I wrote about John losing his friends, and that if all my friends would send the family and my son, because they're like brothers, it's like a big, one big family, my son and my daughter-in-law and Chip and Connie and the boys, to send them a lot of love and strength right now, because it's going to be a hard time, a hard transition. And of course, you know that I know that it's all about love and that we're all going to stay together no matter whether we lose the body or not. But I see it for the younger guys right now as a real hard time of transition, because the mom was everything to these boys and certainly everything to her husband. And as I said, they spent so much time together. As a matter of fact, this weekend they were going away to some land that my son and Chip inherited to play. And so I think they're still going to do it. They're still going to celebrate life. My son said they're going to celebrate life for Connie, I guess, for the rest of the weekend, and show the boys that it's about the love of Connie and about bringing her back to life, because she's such a saint, such a beautiful energy, such a beautiful woman. So, Brandon, seeing you show up tonight on my page really showed me, you know, the love. And I just hope they know that I am with them, body, mind, and spirit. Anyway, with that in mind, I wasn't sure how it was true that I want to share. But again, it's been a hard day for me for that. And I really feel like I've had my own personal death, because the relationship I've been in for 5 years, I kind of really think that this is it. You know, this is almost like there's a death in that too. And so I'm really going through a complete catharsis, I'd say. And then I'm learning to let go of bodies today. To let go of bodies isn't really what we love. It's the spirit that we love and the spirit that's eternal. So with that in mind, I wasn't sure, again, as how I do the show, if I'm going to get emotional. And I don't think anybody that's listening will mind, because we're all human. But I just decided to, as I usually do, just buy me a bunch of books. And I said, let me reach for one. And I reached for one. And it was one that my beloved had given me. And I opened it up, and there's a card with this little Ganesh, the Indian god of love, removing the blocks. He's the block remover, the obstacle remover. Very appropriate. And then I open it up, and it says, always loving you eternal. And that's from him. And I really felt like that was kind of the truth of our relationship, and it was right in my face if I opened the show. So thank you, dear Holy Spirit, for bringing that through and giving me the opportunity to start the show with a real sense of inner knowing that really nothing dies. You know, nothing dies. It just changes form. I share it all the time. We just change the costume and walk into another reality. For those who are left behind, especially those that are not conscious, those that really believe that this world is real and this is the end, that it has to be agony beyond anything that, you know, any of us in present moment can understand, that we've all had our losses, but unless it's in the present moment, it's really hard. I feel like I've been to a washing machine today, bangs and you know, cleansing and spinning and all kinds of stuff. Anyhow, so also with that in mind, as I was leaving Facebook, I noticed that Lulu, who's a lady from my times in theater in New York, wrote on my little family. She just wrote in response to something I wrote, on its way to all, and she just smile and love. And with that, I saw such a huge miracle, because I believe Course in Miracles says that miracles that change perception, that you see from fear to love. You go from fear to love. And so all I saw when she said that was that Connie, the one that passed on, is now going on her way to all. And I really felt like such a sense of peace about that, because that's the truth. She's right now back in the field of infinite potential. dancing a while, transition into the next reality that she'll choose to go into. And that doesn't mean she's going to leave her children, which was, to me, which was really a big deal, because this is another woman like me, I believe, that dedicated her life to her boys. And she was everything for them. I mean, she's been a rock. She's the two beautiful young men who have been so accomplished. And Mommy has really been the supporter and the biggest fan. So I had to say today to somebody, you know, if we really decide the time we leave, I don't buy it anymore, because this woman would never have made a conscious decision to leave those boys. And then, of course, I think, well, you know what? Maybe she did, because she knew that they needed to be with their father. They needed to spend some true time with Daddy. And, you know, I did that with my son when he was 16. I left, and, you know, his dad had never really been there for the father figure. He was a friend, but he was never a father. And I believed his father and his son, the two of them needed each other, and it worked out the way it worked out. But I felt that's why I had to leave after the fact. I didn't realize it then. Anyway, so I really feel like it kind of put me back on track reading that from Lucille, and then when I reread it, I realized it wasn't what she meant, but I got it that way. And so I was so blessed to receive that when she says, on its way to all. And then she has a smile and heart, you know, really. It was really powerful for me to see that, because that's the truth, you know. In the physical, we want to think that, you know, the body's gone, so it's gone. But in the truth, we know that the spirit's eternal. So anyway, I want to send blessings and love and strength to my son, who really is an amazing man, who really takes on a lot. And I know that he's just about to take on a lot with this situation. And my daughter-in-law, who's by his side, and those boys that he's raising, and then Chip and his two boys, and all the family that's involved, because they have a very big clan that they all spend time with the baseball and the football. And they have a lot of close friends, and I think it's going to be a very strong family for them through this hard time. I want to send them a lot of love and a lot of peace and a lot of strength. And then anyone else in this moment, and then also I got to add to this, yesterday, Brandon, my grandson, who is my step-grandson, lost his grandmother yesterday. So this is a double whammy for him and his younger brother. First the grandma, and then today Connie, who's like an aunt an aunt to them. So again, you know, strength and all right, so what I really want to share tonight, what I came on to share tonight, was an awareness that I had regarding another situation that's been really difficult for me to work through, because I really feel like for the last couple of months, I'm back in 3D. I am back in the body. And I haven't been here in consciousness for a very long time, because I really have been very much in knowing that I was really in a dream and living mostly in a lucid dream and pretty happy, you know, knowing that I was just here to be the love and the light and to share my life and to do the joy and to do the peace that I've come to realize through my path. And then something happened, and all of a sudden I landed back on Earth. And it really hurts sometimes. It really does. Anyway, so I've been having problems with my belly. And, of course, I believe my concept is mindmending.net. That's my site. And I help people to remove the blocks that are keeping them from their lucid experience and their happy dream. And so I see everything as a metaphor. Still haven't seen quite clearly what Connie leaving means and what's been happening the last 2 days with my partner in love, kind of stepping out into another reality, what this all means for me. I know it's a new beginning, that's for sure. But anyway, so the digestive issues. And so, of course, you know, for me, it's like, what? I know I can't digest my life. I'm living with my dad, whatever, whatever. And I don't even know what's next. And, you know, there's no relationship that's active right now. And I'm used to being in a relationship with men, and I really like being with them. I enjoy the love, and I enjoy the tenderness and the friendship. And one thing that I guess I can add to this moment that I think is really profoundly beautiful that I picked up, I guess, a few days ago, they put it on as my cover page, cover picture, I mean, and it's not on this one. Let me just get it really quick. It was basically, I'm not going to basically say it. I'm going to get it. Give me one sec. Yeah, you know, Jules. I always say that this is social media is my media. I don't do anything else. And Facebook to me is just absolutely divine because everything that comes through is beautiful with the people, the friends that I have. Anyway, this says there is almost a sensual longing for communion with others who have a large vision. The immense fulfillment of the friendship between those engaged in furthering the evolution of consciousness has a quality impossible to describe. And that's what I have with the one that I call the one. I mean, once you have that, you can't deny it. There is just so much truth and so much peace and so much love and sharing truth to someone who really fully gets it and fully experiences the essence of being the way you do, you know? And so, anyway, when that happens, you're in really good energy. And your body and your world reflect that. Anyway, so when I came back on planet Earth a couple of months ago, I realized that I'm in compromise again. And compromise means that you really are where you don't want to be. And it's not about judging others. It's not really about, you know, what he said or she's no good or, you know, after all, I don't like him or they're talking about that. It's just that it doesn't feel comfortable anymore. It doesn't feel loving. It doesn't feel gentle. It doesn't feel fun. And so it's indigestion. Really hard to digest my life, and I'm feeling it now. I can't digest the food that I was eating. So I'm sitting out in the car yesterday ready to do an errand, and all of a sudden I got, you've been on an alkaline diet. You've been doing stevia, which I have because I really like to taste, make the water tasty, and stevia is one of the highest alkaline foods, and I feel that my mind is very much about peace and alkalinity, and my body is. So I've been taking it for like 7 months, and I drink it like all day long, and then it came to me, what, you're grounded again in the material realm, which means that you're really not alkaline anymore. And so you're alkaline, but your world is showing you that it's acid, because there's a lot of political talk, a lot of sickness with your dad and people that you meet, you know, who's talking about their doctors, and you don't do any of that. So what's going on? And then I thought, wow, I can't take in acid food, processed food, logical, man-made food, and be in peace. I can't digest that anymore because I've alkalined the body. And then I thought, oh, my God, so everything, you know, I saw the steps to the process of the illness or the disease called indigestion. I was like, oh, my God. So the truth of the matter is it's a gift for me to go through this experience because what I'm seeing is that if I stay in a peaceful mind, my body will be peaceful. And I won't even be guided to take processed foods. I've been really working my way towards raw for a while now. And now the food that I'm trying to take in doesn't match who I am. So I am an alkaline state of being, a peaceful, balanced, in love state of being, and I'm placing myself in environments that are not equal to me. I'm taking in food that is not equal to what I think and feel about me. So, of course, my body is going to reject the situation and the food. And I thought, oh, my God, this is a miracle. This is the change perception that I've been so gifted with since I've opened up the mindset to A Course in Miracles and spirituality, you know, just spirituality itself, to understand that everything is for your highest good. Haven't seen yet what Connie Leaving, as I said, is doing for the highest good. And may never see it, but I got to believe that it's all for the highest good. And so I saw it, and I saw that, oh, my God, that is so awesome that I actually now have a choice to just do raw, to just stay where you feel peaceful. Don't put yourself in an – it's like, you know, it's really strange. You know, for me, I always share that everything is about present moment and that in the moment, in the periphery, you do get a chance to see what was, what is, and what will be. And so there really is no outside. It's just a reflection of what you think and what you feel. So in my periphery, I still have these groups of people that I've been bonding with that are not in alignment with what I am. It's like the other side of me. It's like what was. It's like the shadow revealed. And it doesn't feel right to be in that. So I get upset and I get stressed and I feel indigestion. And then I come home and I have reach into the refrigerator and I get something to eat. And now I really feel indigestion. And so I have a choice now to stay in peace within myself, because I really don't believe the outside is anything but a reflection. So I can't bring in anything that's not anything unless I believe it is. So I can't bring in people that are not in some level in this peace. I can't bring in food that's not healthy if I am healthy body, mind, experience. And so I had it firsthand this week, and I really, really feel like it was like a growth spurt beyond growth. And then, of course, the last 2 days is what's occurred, and been like, oh, really? You have it? But I do have it. We all have it. We're all one with God. We're all one with love. And to stay in that and to remember that these little life hazards, little landmines that happen, are just part of the evolutionary experience, and they're going to come up, and they're going to come up, and they're going to come up, and they're going to have to leave. And there was a time and space where I really did not see the opposite of love. I spent like, oh God, 15 years in total knowing that love was all there is, and that, you know, if somebody died, it didn't matter because the spirit I am was still with me, with everyone. And I really knew that, felt that, and lived that. You know, when you go up Jacob's ladder, there's all kinds of, and I feel it is. I feel we are going up a ladder, and sometimes the rung does slip. We slip, and we go down a step, but we're really not going down. We're still on the ladder. So anyway, that's what I want to share. I don't know what else. And the call is, I'm grateful for you being here, because I think that maybe you can maybe add something that I can't add tonight. You know, share some love that maybe I can't share the way I want to under normal conditions. I think I really need to hear love and feel the love that I'm all about through my callers tonight. And there's a few callers that want to speak. So I'm gonna first up call in the line or open the line for area code 206, one of my favorite places on the planet, Washington State. And hello, who's calling?
Hi, this is Austin.
Hi.
Sure. Yeah.
What would you like to share with me?
Well, sorry for your loss. We actually had a friend that just lost his wife a month after they had a brand new baby.
Well, thank you for that.
Not an easy thing. But my question for you is, I met somebody, and I think probably for the first time in about 20 years, this person seems to be actually authentic, genuine. I can act, you know, I can feel the love both ways. But when we're apart, okay, I'm not feeling the connection. I don't feel him reaching out.
I'm really having a hard time hearing you. Let me just feel what it is that. It's like all of a sudden you feel like you're right back in the love body, that there's somebody in your life that's really mirroring what you've always wanted to connect with, right?
Right.
But you're not sure of it. You know, you got a little fear in front of you, a little fear block.
I'm not sure if he's blocked or what, you know, because it just seems like there's something keeping him back.
All right, let me put you on hold so that I'm going to share, and then I'm going to open it up again to you, because I really feel like it's important that I share this, because I know that it's something that's coming up, because I really have to share it. So let me put you on hold. I'll be back with you, honey. Hold on. All right, so for me, I've been noticing in my perception reality the last couple of weeks that a lot of people that are in my world are either without a spouse or a partner, or they're in a relationship that's not available to them. In other words, the person that they're with is either with another person or they're in another locale, and they can't really connect, or they're committed to somebody else, or they think they're in a relationship with somebody, but the other person doesn't even care about them. And so what I feel, and I want to share it really strong here, is that for me, I believe that everything that's in my perceptual reality is a gift for me, and that everything is showing me about me. And I'm going to put the death and the few things that happen on the side burner for now. I'll get back to them. But I'm just talking about love relationships right now. So how I relate to me is how I will relate to another in love. And the more secure I am with me, initially, it seems like I don't know if I could let you in. So I'm going to keep you a little bit away from me for a while until I get more self-assured, until I really feel that I love myself enough that whether you stay or go, it doesn't matter. You know, because our relationships in the 3D are all about what I can get. Not what I can give. We think it is, oh, I want to give you everything. No, I want to give so I get. And the reality is, Course in Miracles says, as soon as we classify, as soon as I make somebody special, I'm looking to hurt myself. It's a means to an end. But if I make it holy, which means I am giving this relationship to love itself, to God itself, I am saying, you know what? You're in charge of what will be, and I'm going to just love. Now, when that happens, and I tell you why I say about Seattle or Washington, I had my first awakening with a man in Seattle, and that awakening showed me a true sense of loving me. Because when I met him, I felt love beyond measure. But when I left him, I felt love beyond measure, and it sustained me for a zillion years. I didn't need the body called this man to feel this love. And this love changed my life. So I'm really happy that you came tonight, because I really believe that I needed to speak this out loud for me. And I hope that in speaking it out loud for me that you get it. When you're ready, he has to be there with you. And if he's not there, there'll be somebody, another he that's there, because you can only reflect what you are. And when you're fully there, he has to be fully there. If he's not fully there, it's because you're not fully there. So I'm going to open up the line again and see how you feel about that.
Okay.
Does that make sense, hon?
I think so. And I'm still processing it, but I guess I'm not sure what my next step would be then.
Your next step to be is just to continue loving. There need not be movement in love. You know, I'm going to love this man that I love wherever he goes, because he's the one. How do I know? Because when I think and feel him and know the love that I have with him, I'm in ecstasy. There's no negative about it. No matter what he does, he's here, he's not, it doesn't matter. So I know that I've tapped into the true state of loving me. So what do you need to do? Just keep loving you. And if he comes into the scenario, love him. Keep loving. Because the only way to truly see love is to be loved. We think we got to perform, especially men. They think they have to perform all the time. No, just be loved. And in the process, be loved. Let yourself be loved. Feel this man loving you back. Because whether it's him or another man, this man is loving you the way you're loving you. Why would you want less than what you want to get? Go ahead, hon.
Right. So be open to it, but don't push.
Be open to it, but don't see it as separate. First of all, if it's yours, you can't lose it. If it's really meant to be with you, it's going to be with you, good, bad, and indifferent.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So stay true to you. What does that mean? What does that look like? I can't tell you that. Only you know what it means to be true to you.
Right.
If it doesn't feel right, honey, it's not right. Don't go for it. You know what I'm saying?
It feels right.
That's cool. I love it. I love it. And it feels right to me, too. It really does. It feels right. I can feel it. But don't pursue something for the sake of attainment. Just let it be, you know?
Okay.
Just let it be, honey, all right? Anything else you want to share?
Nope. I just brought my voice back.
Oh, well, thank you, Cliff. Hooray, miracles do happen. And I thank you for being here tonight with me. It means a lot to me, honey. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Angel. Be loved. Okay, and we have another caller from 330. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you, love?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm better right now. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight. It means a lot to me. How can I help you?
Oh, I'm good. Uh-huh.
How can I help you, baby?
Yeah, I was a little stressed out today due to the family issues, but after listening to you, you made me feel a lot better. But when I was talking to my boyfriend earlier, he was being, when I was telling him about my whole family issues, he was being very loving, supportive, caring. And I've been with my boyfriend for about a week now. We just started dating. And I feel like, you know, we've known each other in a past life, and it's just, I feel like he's, like, the one and everything. And
wow.
He's a very great guy, really, he really is. And I've been in some really bad relationships before, but I've been told by other psychics that I met him in a past life. So I really feel like we're really connected.
That's really beautiful. Do. So that means that you're really connected. That means that you really have come to a place of self-acceptance and self-love.
Right.
And these people that show up, but not by accident, you know that.
Right. Yes. And I'm 29, he's 31. We're ready to, settle down and stuff like that, you know.
All right. Well, don't go wild with it yet. Let yourself really.
Well, you know what I mean. We're not in the party phase anymore. We're kind of more.
Oh, well, that's cool. Well, I'm a little bit older,
and
I'm still at the party stage.
We're more mellow in our ages now.
Yeah.
So
anyway, is there anything specific that you wanted to ask about it?
I don't know. This is my first time, calling you. So, I don't know. Do you do psychic work, or I don't know what you actually do?
And the only reason I don't go there, and not that I don't, sometimes I'll go there because I'm meant to, but I really feel that we're living in the potential of infinite reality, so we could change course at any moment. I think the end is the end, really, but in between, there's a potential for you to just change perspective slightly, and it takes you into another reality. So I don't want to really put any kind of stamp on anyone, but this is going to happen, or stamp approval. So all I'm going to say, I feel emerging with you. I feel as you were talking, I see you sinking into him, and I can't explain that really, other than I feel you really merging with him. And I don't really get those visions unless I get them, and I got it for you, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Do you feel yourself being pulled into his energy field?
Yeah, it's like we're just so connected. Like, I don't know, like the twin flame thing? I don't know.
What is your birthday, honey?
7/23/84.
All right, let me just write it down quick because I want to see what the connection you guys have.
All right.
Give me one moment. I don't usually do it on air, but I really feel guided to do it with you. So I'm going to do it. If I can find a pen, I got a desk, and I have no pen. What is going on? Good,
okay,
I got it. Okay. All right, say it again, honey. What is your birthday?
July 23rd, 1984.
And what is it?
August 21st, 1982.
Wow, he's close to my son's birthday. my son's 10/21/82. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's 8, 9. Just give me a sec. 8, 7, 8, 9. That's 3, 4, 8. Yeah, this is definitely 7, 4, 5, 6, 7. 14, 15, 16. Yeah, there's a lot of love in this, and there's there is a connection with a stated connection, something that's meant to be, and a lot of love. And I feel a very strong paternal energy with him. Like, he's very paternal, he's very fatherly, and I feel like you kind of need that. You need to kind of settle into that energy, that you need to have that kind of male lead in your life. You know, not the, and I really feel like with him, it's very gentle. I don't feel like it's rough. I feel like you could just, I keep seeing you just merging into him and to, and not being frightened by it and also not being manipulated or controlled by it, that it really just feels like a nice mix, a beautiful mix.
Yeah,
that's
I feel it too. Like,
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's beautiful. So. Anything else that you want to share, Angel? Any advice for me?
I mean, any advice for you?
Any advice for me?
Well, like we had our first date. It was amazing. Like, he took me out to eat. Derek took me out to dinner. He opened doors for me, and he was just so sweet. Through
that's
the whole first
beautiful.
Date and everything. Yeah, I
that's
know.
Beautiful.
I mean, he's just, when I have a problem, he's like, we'll work through it. He's so supportive and caring. And
yes, and remember that he's just a part of you. He's just a part of you that's coming into liking you and caring about you, and he's just validating it. You know, don't lose sight. Don't lose. What I try to encourage people to do through the show is to really stay in your own energy no matter who you're with. You know, stay coming from your perspective. And then once you come from that perspective, you walk hand in hand in balance, and there's no push and pull, you know, no tug of war.
Right. And there's none of that. It's just smooth sailing between us. It's like what you were talking about earlier, that digesting thing. It's like, you know, that, you know, it's on that uneasy feeling, that tug of war, the, you know, indigestion thing. It's none of that. It's just perfect, you know.
And it is, and you know, every relationship starts with, and the only way to keep it that way is to stay conscious. You know, conscious relationships means that I'm going to stay present with you. I'm not going to react, and even if you go off track, even if you go crazy on me, I got to stay in my own field of love. And I appreciate what you're sharing, but you know what? I'm going to stay conscious and just love you. And that's what I say in my relationship. No matter where he is, whatever we go through, I really know that it's about love. And there's nothing that he can do to change that, because that will live within me eternally. Even if the body called another, the man or whatever friendship that you have, leaves, you know that you're in love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what this show is about, it's, you know, about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go on, honey.
And then, well, there was one time I was afraid to tell him something, and I was afraid to open up to him. And he's like, Nicole, you never should have to be afraid to open up. He's like, I want a girl to tell me when I'm wrong and when I'm right. I'm looking for that. And I was like, okay, you know, because I had relationships in the past where guys would leave me and get upset with me when I would tell them when they're wrong or right. And I think I found the guy where I can be myself and not be scared.
Right. And let's just say you're done with the others, that you're done with the self-criticism, and you're done with the attack, and you're done with all that stuff. Because everything really does begin and end with us. How we feel about ourselves is how we're treated. So sustain this. Don't let yourself lose heart with this, because, you know, sometimes it's hard for someone to be loved that doesn't really usually feel like they're loved, like they're in relationships or parental relationships where they weren't treated like they were loved. So we tend to get into it, and then we start messing it up, unbeknownst to us. We don't realize that we're doing passive-aggressive stuff, or we're pushing somebody away. And when you stay conscious, honey, that'll happen. You'll say, you know what, I'm not doing good, give me some space, or blah, blah, blah. And he sounds like the type of guy that really wants that. So, you know, and that would be my advice to you. Don't let yourself be led by what was, you know, or be frightened by what was. Be daring with this one. Be loving. Just let it happen.
Exactly.
And don't try to get in the way, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's it, honey. And is there anything else you want to share with me?
No, thank you. It was very nice talking to
you. Thank you, honey. And stay loved, honey.
Right.
Be loved, okay?
All right. You too, sweetie. Have a nice night. All right. Bye.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye, love. Okay, we have another call. I'm going to just take a breath. And, you know, I see that, you know, the people that are coming on are about relationships. I'm glad about that. And, again, as I'm going to say it over and over again on the show, we only relate in relationships to how we relate to ourselves. So everybody in our perceptual reality is only here to show us how we feel about ourselves. And the more that we get into the self-loving, we will see it with that other, you know. Of Course in Miracles says that the only reason we have a body is to communicate. And the only reason we have another is to validate that what we communicate with ourselves, to see it in that mirror and to walk with it in that mirror. So for me, it's really been beautiful because I really feel that I've been, that the sleeping beauty in me was awakened by this part of me to the point that I can't lose sight anymore that I'm in love, that that love is eternal, and it's just so beautiful. And then I open the book, and what's there, the card, and what does it say from him? Exactly what I just stated, always loving you eternal. So, you know, what a beautiful valid. Now, I don't know if that other call is still here. I don't know if this is Nicole again, but if it is, we'll just put you back on hold. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
Hi. It's Sabrina. Hi. How are you?
Oh, very good, honey. How are you?
I'm okay. It's been a pretty weird month, I would say.
Okay, share it with me.
Well, with everything, I don't know if you... The other night we had something called a blood moon, which is like a full moon and a partial eclipse. And then
I saw somebody share it. I don't know if it was you or somebody shared it on Facebook.
Right. And it's just been, it's like a month of pure exhaustion. They say don't make any quick changes or moves in jobs or even get your car fixed during, like, you know, all this planetary mayhem that's been going on. I don't
right.
know. We're, you know, there's a lot of loss and whatnot, so it's basically it just hold on tight month.
mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been postulating a lot between the wants and the needs of life, and every morning, you know, I do pray that God's will be done and not my own, because I don't know what's best for me in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning I just say, God, make me your servant. I met my twin on a different premise, I'm sure you know. I wasn't loving of myself at all when I met my twin.
Mm-hmm.
So that experience could be just that for me to come back to the one love that I
right.
was lacking in my life. It may not be that in the physical form I get to be with him. It's just
and
something
so-
that it's pure, it saved my life. And, I mean, this entire life is just a series of relationships and bonds we build with people. Sometimes you get distracted, sometimes you don't, but like you had mentioned, like sleeping beauty and waking up from the sleep, the slumber, and then when you wake up, you realize, I've been asleep a long time. And that experience was wonderful, but I want to have that experience every day, and it's everyone's right to have that.
Right.
You know,
and
I'm just like, I'm tired right now, but, you
I'm
know,
glad you're
that's
here.
How I'm, that's basically where I'm at now. I mean, I'll be honest, I bump into him randomly. It's always only when I need him.
Right.
I have problems with my child. He's sick often. We're at the hospital a lot. One time that I saw him, I absolutely needed that support. So if I wanted, if it was my will, I would see him all the time, but it's not my will, if that makes sense.
I want to ask you about that, because this came to me this week, and it really freaked me out, because I'm so philosophical, the Sagittarius I am, always looking for higher learning, and I'm blessed with a lot of knowledge that comes through. But all of a sudden it came to me, if this world is really an illusion, and God
right.
doesn't know anything about it, it's free will. I mean, you know, God will be done, because I always say God's will be done. And
right.
then I thought, what the heck? You know, I got really confused, and I almost got scared by it. It freaked me out. What do you think
really?
About that?
Okay, well, I think that, actually, I have to revert back to something that Jordy brought my attention to saying we don't die in vain.
Right.
And his interpretation of that is vanity. Vanity is of the ego, and the ego stays here. The ego is something
right.
of the physical world illusion, you know, that it is.
Right.
Our will is our ego. It's like they say, the voice that shouts, I want this, that's your ego. But if
right.
you really want to know what the spirit knows, you have to basically meditate and go to that really quiet whisper voice that already knows and will get clouded by your ego and fear and worry. So when I say my will, it's my ego that's screaming, I want this, but I don't know what's best for me 5, 10 years, you know.
And
so I have to leave it to the power at bay that, you know, like put it this way, I didn't even know what a twin soul was until I met him. And I started, you know, consoling Google because I came home saying, what is this? What happened?
And for me, you know, I've been on the path for a long time. So, yeah, I've been back and forth in that mindset. And the one thing that I did say today was, don't let this woman die in vain. And I really meant it because this is a message for people in her community. Because my son has like a clan of people, like a second family that he hangs out with. And she's one of them, you know. This is going to make a mark on every one of them. Are they going to wake up? Are they going to go back to sleep? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but this woman dying is huge for her community, you know? It's like a superstar in the community. What?
I unfortunately lost a lot of people in my years. I've been to many, many wakes. I think that's why I became somewhat of a hermit. I hadn't left for social gatherings in 7 years. I went through a lot every time I stepped out that door, and I think I shut down. And that's why I'm telling you the thing. That's why I believe I met my twin to kind of wake me up. As far as passing away, there's something reassuring about it. Like especially like when my father passed, kissing him in the casket, he wasn't there. That was just his, you know, tomb. It was his. He wasn't there, you know, so you know the spirit lives on because we could be animated robots, you know, right now with no spirit, no soul.
Right.
So we're not. We're all spirit. So.
Well, I tell you, with her, I swear, I already got like there'll be supernatural things happening because this woman loves her kids more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. You know, and she's been there. This woman is not going to leave her kids. But, you know, again, from my perspective, who's very spiritual, that's easy to say. But, you know, going to that 3D, my son's energy, my son is too, but the other people aren't. So they're going to like, what is she talking about? But they're going to see miraculous manifestation of spirit. I know it. But anyway, the point is that everything is teaching us something. And so, you know, I always feel when somebody dies, it's a part of us that's left us, a part of the part that we've worked through is gone. You know, for me, this is two people removed, so it's really not in my periphery as close as it is, let's say, my son's, but it still is a message, you know? And so, and the other one leaving, you know, the other one that says it's done, you know, my twin is really, that's the lesson, you know? And then I'm getting, it's like almost like a package that I was delivered. And it's like, he's saying this and she's saying, there's the body, it's gone. Can you still love me? Of course I can still love you. With or without a body, I could still love him.
Because
it's not going to change. And that
I actually
you
went through a similar experience with that, and I realized that if I could care about somebody and not be afraid to show it in death, tremendous worry, then I'm just going to let go, let God, love, you know, be honest. I don't want to be deceptive or, you know, being somebody, like you said, stay true to yourself. So I did, it was hard. It was the hardest thing I probably ever been through. And I've been through a lot of hard things. It was difficult, I mean, to the day. But if I can get up in the morning and smile and enjoy my life, then that's the best tribute I could pay, you know?
But in the same respect, you know, as I do, because you're saying it, is that, you know, you also would like to share it with him. You know,
beyond the physical. Here's a nice thing to think about it. This lifetime or not, it's your twin. You know, like it's not going to be someone else. I mean, there's a lot of people on this earth that won't have the opportunity to meet their twin. But then again, maybe they're not in that place where God feels they need to meet their twin. I was in a very dark place when I met my twin. Maybe in a different person, if they're in a decent place, in a stable place, I was not. So,
you know, bringing
me back to myself, that's probably the best love I could receive from any, you know, man, woman out there.
Right.
And
I see him in
other people. Like, other people will say key things that he said to me. And I realize, like, it's beyond measure. It's beyond, like, a body. It's wild. It's a wild ride.
No, it's exactly what I do. I mean, every car that passes by, everybody that talks, it's almost like he is everybody. He turns into everybody. And mm-hmm. even the arrogance or even the not-so-niceness mm-hmm. or even the whateverness is still in everybody. And you, I almost sometimes got to laugh because I say, you know, it's like he's wearing the disguise and pretending he's not who he is. But who
I
is
think
he?
It's God's way of saying that even if you're not physically with the one you call twin, he's always there.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
That's I opened
because
to the book.
Because it's actually like God
saying.
Working through man. It really is. It's a little bit more than I've ever been spiritually, you know, on my own.
It is unbelievable. It is the blessing beyond blessing. And, you know, again,
I want to be with him. Now, here's the thing. If it's our will and we go in full-fledged, I mean, people could get hurt. We can get hurt. Bad things could occur. They can demolish or sabotage something later on, and I don't want to use negative words, but where it's not in God's plan. Like, God's plan will prevail if you allow God to work for you. So, yes, your ego is going to scream and you're going to say, I miss him, and why can't things be different, and blah, 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 blah. Because at the end of the day, what's meant to be will be, Amanda. And you know that, you know?
Without a doubt. And so you stay in the love anyway, and we have a crying fit. I mean, I can't
well,
tell you. I don't know how I survive.
You see, that's the trick of it. Now that I've realized, oh, I wasn't loving myself, and I have to love myself. Who's going to love me if I don't love me? How could I love anybody else? Now it's harder because there's these I want, and that's why I'm like coming full circle to what we need versus what we want. We really don't know what we need.
But
you
the
know?
Point I'm trying to make is that it really is about being wholly one with love within yourself. And
absolutely.
So that part of you is telling you, you don't got it yet. Because if you got it, I'd be by your side, you dope. But the fact, and they don't got it either because otherwise they'd be by their side. So the reality is we got to get it. And that means to be okay without a body. Not even their body, but even our own body.
Right.
You know, we
got to
stop going
right.
there. So it's very cool,
right.
And I shared that with this guy. We've got this block between us and love, and we think it's them. Not them. They have it too, but I'm not talking about them.
They
That's
have
about
it.
Me.
Well, it's about them too, and there I am, and there I am, God. It is about them too, separately from us.
So,
you know,
it's all good. It's all great, and today was I don't even know how truly – I was in the body today, and I haven't been in the body like this for so long. But it's like if you don't come back here, then you don't really, then you're just
true.
Like a floater. So it's all a joke. No, it's not a joke. This is a serious experience. We're living life as a body, you know? And it could be frigging great or it could be horrible. What do you want? What would you like?
Right.
You know? And that's basically
right.
what's going on. So I really feel I had to crash. And I really feel like I crashed the last 2 days. That I came down so hard that on my ass on the ground that it's like, oh, my God, you're a body. Oh, shit, look. You know? And
like I've been out
of
work a few months when I was asleep and I felt worthless because I wasn't bringing in income. When I met him, I changed that to invaluable, and I realized, well, how much would I have to make per year to put a value on my life? What's my replaceable value? Is it 10,000, 100,000, 100 million? There really isn't a number you could put on life, and happiness is free.
Right.
You know, if you could smile in the pits of horror in this world, hell on earth, then you got it. That's
the only thing that is
hard.
Free.
That's it, but I'm working on it every day, work in progress.
Well, I saw you. I mean, I've been watching you a little bit through my tears, and I saw that you were, you know, trying to pick yourself up from the ground, it felt like, repeatedly this week, and it was really taking the initiative, but I felt like you were taking it not for the doing, but just the getting up, and I think that was really beautiful.
I was getting knocked down quite a lot by outside by others, and
the interference patterns, you know, it's
again
sure.
more of a test, you know, how you, like when you give a hug, 90% of the time you're going to receive a hug.
Right.
So when you transfer negative energy, when you learn how to transfer negative energy being shown towards you, it's kind of weird. I mean, I'm doing really good at it. I had a friend a little jealous of me who thought that my vibe I was giving off was, you know, imploring her husband. It was letting him, like, no, I think you were just with me on a highly spiritual day. And I'm like, so it's everybody. Because I don't one-up people. I look at their faces and their eyes.
Yeah.
And but, you know, like, when I'm feeling like I'm full of love and I'm spreading it and everybody's laughing at my jokes and, you know, everybody's, like, having a good time, I guess that where other people's confusion and fears and worries come up, where that's, like, time that now I have to revert my energy to that person. You know what I mean?
But I can relate to that.
It's a change. You can change energy, believe it or not. Like, if somebody comes at you with a fist, just flying down the street and you don't move, you're probably not going to get hit. It's a very weird thing. It's new to me, and I'm learning.
You sound like somebody very close to me. Do you know that it's just profound, because the reality is where there's no resistance, there can't be any war.
Like, I remember,
you know,
the
resistance is the only reason
magazine.
Why there's disease.
The guy at Time Magazine that stood in front of the tanks, that's what I kept on thinking of all week long.
What was it? What was it, honey? I'm sorry.
In China. I don't remember what the headline was, but it was like the early 80s, and he was on the cover of Time. And one Chinese worker, I think they were going to go to demolish a town. There was about 8 tanks, government military tanks. And this worker stood in the middle of the street, crossed the barricades, and just stood in front of the tank and stopped all 8 tanks. And there's a picture of him on the cover of Time. I'll get it to you. But that's the kind of energy I'm talking about. Like, you know, tanks.
Right.
Tanks. And one, not 1,000, then one man stood in front of the tank and stopped them dead.
Well, you know what? And that's basically what I said about, you know, one person changing reality. You know, this woman has changed. Her leaving in the physical has changed the dynamics of everyone in her group. And this was thank you for bringing that up, because this is something that came to me today, that we think that we don't impact our reality, but every step we take impacts our reality. And when somebody does something as dramatic as have the gut to leave, or have the gut to do something great, or have the gut to do whatever, changes humanity as we know it. And so the ripple effect of this woman leaving is going to affect zillions of people that come through her tribe. And so I always say, I am is my experience, and as I am is my experience. So it is imperative that I come back to love no matter what the situation looks like, you know? Like you said, what the ego cries about. Yeah, my ego cries a lot, and I nurture her because I believe she's my child. I don't see her like Jordy does, or a lot of people do, that she's like the evil one. I believe that she is just a misguided child.
I believe that depends on personal experience, because my ego betrayed me, and I don't think that's true for everybody. For the most part, ego is where your self-esteem is, your confidence, how to guard off people who may be trying to, you know, hurt you and harm you. It's really a defense mechanism. But mine is so astute that I just assume bad of people with it. It's just not, right now it's not a good ego. So I have no self-esteem. It's not, when I say I'm ridding of my ego, I'm ridding of all the bad, negative energy that it's
all right. But you see, again, what you resist persists. So what if you saw her as a bad child? You know, what if you saw her as a wayward child that really didn't know and needed to be re-educated, you know? And that's what I always teach. So what would you teach her? Would you say, you're bad, get the hell out of here? You'd say, no, you
have
to follow me.
No, I would have to give it extra love and attention.
And direction. And so we're going this way. I know you want him, but we're going to go that way today. I know you want that because that's what I taught you to want. But the truth of the matter is, we don't want that. We want what God wants. We're going that way. And so what you're doing is redirecting the self that's lost, you know? And that's why I say all the time, because resistance is the only reason why there's trouble in our life. So what I give away or get, like, you know, get away from me, I keep hearing, it's done. It's done, all right? Then you're going to knock yourself out, because anything you push away is going to cause you pain. You're not either here to do the free flow of life. And if we're in God, what is it? It's only free flow, only love.
If I'm going to try that because I've had a lot of problems trying to separate ego and calm it down and keep it quiet. So I will try this right now.
I mean, and again, whatever you got to do,
Thanks, you got to do it
in a personal relationship, you know. But for me, I really feel like, my God, she's been, that little ego self has been so beat up all her life. She's always been told she was wrong.
What
was
I think
dumb.
Is funny is, my most happiest years in, on planet Earth had nothing to do with anybody else because I was 5 and 6 years old. So when did this occur?
Right.
You know.
Right.
I mean, I just put me in a garden and I was happy.
Me with mud and water. I used to play with the mud and the water. I used to make pottery. I used to go to China. Make time tunnels. I was a nut with mud and water and spoons. Give me some, I'm going to dig. You know, I was digging for gold. I don't know. But the
and then
fact
we get to the point
that
does he like
okay
me?
Alone.
Did he call me back? It's really ridiculous. But I think it's because the ego is looking for reassurances from the wrong places when it should come from within, from the ego. You know,
remember,
validation.
Right. But remember, every relationship is about how I relate to me. So we were taught
right,
to
right.
relate to ourselves as not loved. We were taught, like, you know, even in the best relationships, we were taught to fear as kids. We were taught to
right.
do it their way or the highway. We were taught that if you open your mouth, it's going to whack you across your face. And, you know, everything that I am today was because I chose to rebel. But the rebellion causes a lot of harm and craziness and all that. But I am now separate from that. I was taught I was, which was not lovable. So I got the mirror in me saying to me all day long, you're not lovable. You did that, so I can't love you. You did that and that and that and that, so I can't love you. And that's what I heard as a child. So it's like my core right in my face 24/7 trying to lure me back into not being loved.
And yet,
I'm
you know what I found?
That?
The other aspect of the twin reunion that I found funny was that we have plenty poor attributes to actually say, well, you do this and you don't deserve love and it doesn't matter. I was trying to explain
right.
that to him. It doesn't matter what you do, what you don't do. If I don't see you for 20 years, like the love that I have for you is not going to go anywhere. Right? So why do we do that
but
to ourselves? It doesn't
right,
really
so
make
that's
sense.
The, so
we have
that,
to love and accept
that?
Us fully.
Isn't that
mm-hmm.
what it's trying to teach us? Isn't that what it's
that's
trying
what
to
I believe
teach us?
That it, that's what I, right, everything that I would fear in a man is in him. Like I told a friend of mine, if I chose who my twin soul was, it would be like Donald Trump or something, you know, like, was it a choice? And then one day I'm sitting in my room and I'm like, wow, I'm not very, I got to pass myself, you know, like, there's a lot to accept with me, too. So
not only that, but, you know, it's like, you know, what do you want from what do I want? Are you joking me? If I was here to want, I would be on a friggin' mountain with gold and jewels. And, you know, the truth is I've had a lot in my life. I've had everything. I'm not going to go for somebody because they have something. That's insanity.
Right, right.
Because I don't even know what going
no,
for
I
somebody.
Just,
I don't even believe in that.
I mean, like, I'm not as the money thing. I meant it like, you know, just,
I know you
I don't know
it.
How to explain
I,
it. You know,
you
and then it did occur
to
me that I'm kind of unique individual myself, but here's the thing. That's how you learn to accept love for yourself, that you are deserving. Of course you're deserving of love. You're a beautiful spirit of God.
Right. But do you really believe it? Do you really believe it? I mean,
yes,
that's
I do. It does, like, it really doesn't. I mean, here's the thing. It does matter what you do. You know, like, we're going to make mistakes. We're supposed to learn from our mistakes. We're supposed to improve from them, you know. But no matter what you do in life, you're still deserving of love. Whatever mistakes you make, whatever disappointments, they're just there to remind you to be that much more happy on your good days.
But,
you know, like,
how
could you appreciate happiness if you never had a day of sadness? It would just be the
right.
flat line in existence.
That's my son. He's always saying that. But what if you just realize that, you know, that you are being loved conditionally by this perceptual other one, and then realize that I thought I had it together. I thought I really loved myself unconditionally. I thought that I was done with my childhood issues. You know, I thought
I really did. To be honest, I thought I was God. Everything came back from that. And it was almost like I had bandages on my heart and somebody told me, no, rip them off and bleed. It's okay.
Right. And that's exactly
Don't hide it. Don't show your scars. It's okay.
Right. Leave the heart open. But the fact is like you were saying, you know, we have our moments where I really feel it so strong that I can't even, there's no doubt at all in my frequency. I am resonating in such a pure essence of being, loved. And then all of a sudden, one thought can take me right out of that space-time continuum into the past, maybe 50 years, maybe 100,000 years ago, and I'm back in the slave of existence where I'm being tortured or something, and all of a sudden all the love is gone, even if it's just for a nanosecond. And that's what I tell people a lot, especially people that I know here in my reality, that it's so easy to be pulled into what's not anymore, into that past, that remembrance of such pain and suffering. And especially when you're conscious, you actually watch yourself doing it.
Right.
You know, I'm going there. Why am I doing this? Get back. Get back. You don't have to go there anymore. You don't live there anymore. Why do you keep going there?
Right.
Because something in me still thinks I need to. I need to face the demon. No, I'm done with him. I'm done with the aspect of me that wants me not to be loved. And who was that? Hmm. That's part of me that didn't know that I was one with God, that didn't know that I was a beautiful angel, that didn't know that we were all one with God, you know? So the reality is to stay, for me to stay purely one in love no matter what he says, she says, they do, they don't do. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Right.
You know? And when I stay in that, I channel such pure love that everybody feels it, like you say, and people get jealous. And I mentioned that on one of the shows, of course, a big problem. But the fact is when you're spiritually
loved. Because
the person
that feels threatened is actually not loving of themselves, and that's where I learned to redirect my focus and my love energy on that person. I do realize that that's what it is. It's just they're like, whoa, you know, what is that and why? And it's weird, you know?
And it is pure. It's pure. There is no agenda with that. You're just being true to your heart.
Right. That's the problem I had with a friend of mine getting a 4-star, that there was nothing I could confess to. And I was being pure of heart, and I didn't have an agenda. Those words are actually said. You know, it's a kind of strange predicament I didn't see coming. You know, I really didn't see it coming.
But you're like a magnet, and all of a sudden everybody is attracted to that magnet, and not because you're making eyes with them or shaking your ass or doing anything that's alluring.
Right.
All you're doing is being true to God. You're being love.
Right.
You know, and do you want anything from that man that's giving you attention or that woman that's smiling at you? You don't want anything. You just want to smile and say, I love you.
Right.
You know?
The only ego scream in my life right now is twin, and that's pretty bad. So I'm trying to, you know, I mean, the longer I'm not with him, I come into contact with a lot of different people, and that energy is not nervous. It's balanced. I'm able to, you know, speak a lot of goodness, I want to say.
That's
and
cool.
Raise people's spirits up, you know. But in the back of my mind, you know, I just think about him. What are you going to do, Amanda? You know, like, and you know what's the funniest thing is when I think of him, I see his face, and
radio.
I actually know.
On the radio. I'm sorry.
When I think of his face, I realize that that's even silly because that's just a temporary body. Like,
and that's
look
the
at
whole
that
thing,
way.
You know,
like the person you know.
Is a means to an end in this
like.
Reality, but you also. But you also know that it extends beyond this reality because you're one. You're one essence of being. You can't lose the truth of you. You can't lose the essence of all you are, the wholeness, the male-female polarity is who you are. And so you know that. You're conscious enough to know if you leave this reality, it's still going to be with you.
Right.
So why not let it go in peace? Why not let it go in love?
Right. There is no ownership. There never should be, not in any kind of relationship on anything. You know, like, there's a lot of, like, sibling rivalry. I mean, I took psychology, and they taught about the middle child syndrome. And I think that's because people get caught up on ownership. You know, he's my man. That's my mom. No.
Right.
We're all God's children first.
Well, that's what Close Enough has talked about. You know, as soon as we classify and departmentalize and put in categories, that's a special love, special hate. You know, I love you because you're nice to me. I hate you because you're creeping to me. The fact is, the only way to go is holy relationship, which means I give me and you to God in every moment. And it could be anybody, you and your kids.
Right,
you
any relationship. This does follow me in every relationship.
Right.
You know,
so,
like
the
rules apply.
We're pretty clear. We're pretty clear, both of us. You know, we really have a clear sense of what we're about, you know, what we're doing with our consciousness. And, you know, it is about, you know, for me, and I asked that question early because of the thy will thing, I use that all the time, you know, be still and know God or thy will be done. And
right.
in true, the true state of being, the will is to go back home with God in every moment. That's the prodigal son. I go home and he welcomes me. But it's not about a home outside of space-time. It's here and now. And when I go back there as a child, everything's given me in that I'm in love. That's all I could be given. And I'm in love and peace. And all I want to do is share it in every moment with my body, with my world. And so that is, to me, the only true state of the Holy Spirit saying, come back home to love.
Hmm.
It doesn't direct me to do anything right or wrong. I know when I'm in not the right conflict in God. There's only one. God
there is this idea of one day I'll be happy. After I get this, I'll be happy. Like, just happily ever after. And you have a great point. You know, you could be happy right now. And I'll tell you, on my bad days, I'll actually say, I want to go home, meaning
always
Jesus, but home is in my soul. Like, and that was such a really nice point.
It's already there. You know, I said that today when Connie died. I said, I don't understand why you didn't take me, like a two-year. I don't understand why you didn't take me because I have nothing to be here for. And then I'm like, I'm hearing myself and saying, what are you saying? You know that she's just taking off her clothes for the night. You know that she's just walking. Where are you going? You're not going to go anywhere. You're going to stay here because you can't go anywhere. You could just change your costume, you know? So to try to even run away from this reality is absurd. There's no way to run. You always take yourself. So whatever state you're in is the state you're in. And so for me, I'm looking forward to New York. To tell you the truth, and I wish I could say that. I tell you, I wish I could just, in the mind of Ananda, who thinks that she's away from New York right now, because I really feel when I'm in that area that I really feel like I'm with God. For some reason, that resonates. So I'm going to go there now in my mind. I'm going to just take myself to that space, because when I go there, it's like I don't need another. I require another. Because I guess
I'll share something with you. I'm adopted, and that was part of why I couldn't self-accept myself, because I guess I had something like this not fitting and feeling. So they used to doctor adoption records, amended birth certificates, so that I can't track down my parents. So I didn't know if my date of birth was right. I didn't know if my birthplace was right. They had opened the birth registry in New York. So I can't get my birth certificate, but I can get, like, simple things. County of birth. So I went to the New York Public Library, and I looked at my boyfriend Matt, and I turned to him and I said, I'm definitely born in the Bronx. I'm like, maybe my birth date is wrong. I'm like, but I'm definitely a Bronx girl. And he's like, how do you know? And I'm like, as soon as I jump off the train and I'm in the Bronx, I'm like, I'm home. It's just, I feel like I'm home over
there.
You
feel it. Yeah.
Weird. It's like I'm definitely, and sure enough.
Did it say you
were? Yes, I'm born in the Bronx. That was the truth. On my birth certificate, I was like, yeah, definitely.
I love it. I wish they told me where, man. That would be so cool. But you might have hung out with me, you know, and came back again. The thing is, you know, for me, it's Westchester. It's Tarrytown. I went there with, you know, the guy that I love, and I went back again this summer. I'm going back again for my birthday. And I know, for whatever reason, that when I'm there, I don't care about anything.
it's just, it's like the area, the trees, and it's just like, it just hugs me and holds me and embraces me. And the only thing that's going to be the winter is going to be very cool because I haven't done that. So I'm really
excited.
And
it's already, it's freezing over here already. I have my winter clothes, but just be prepared.
I feel it already. I love it. I really do. You know, I'm only here because I'm here, you know. And that's the truth. We're only anywhere because we're there. And
we
can take us to anywhere.
You know, your son's friend that passed away. I mean, it's a shame. It's sad. I understand that. But they'll be okay. I just know that. Like, everything will work itself out. You know, it's
yeah,
a loss.
And
it's
just
an
a kid,
loss.
You know. Yeah. And,
you know, I mean,
I tell
it's
you
a part
truth.
Of life, letting people go for this temporary time period until we get to be reunited
right.
with them. And that's where faith lies. That's
exactly.
the test of everybody's faith. Do you have faith enough to know, like, I will see my father again. I know that.
Well, I'm telling you, what my son did was beautiful because, you know, he's crying like a baby, and then he called me again. He said, "Mom, I just need to, you know, vent." And then he said, "You know, we're going to celebrate her life for a couple of days. We're going to just do it up." And he's doing it for the kids because I know that's what he thinks. He's concerned about the kids. We're going to make her, and you know, he's a Christian. He's really into Jesus, and he's going to make it a celebration. And then he says, "Mommy, but I'm in so much pain," you know. But he's rising above it because he really believes that she's with God. He really believes that she's now in peace on some level. That's his belief system. Thank you, God, you know. So he can pass that on to the kids, which is, you know, we know a little different because we know that wherever we go, we are. And this woman really isn't gone anywhere. And I think my son might get it, but I don't know if they would. And, you know, the point is
right.
It doesn't matter. I got it, you know. And I got that there's no accident that she's gone. You know, and I tell you, I'm not lying to you. I was so spiritual when my mother died, and I knew she left because she was done. And I cried a little bit, and I took care of everybody. But when I heard this woman cry, and I heard my son cry the way he did, because my son, a Capricorn, he's very in charge. He runs the company. The guy is cool, and he's like, I don't get upset. Well, he was crying so much, and this is my baby, my firstborn. And he's crying, and all I want to do, you want me to come down? You know, what do you want me to do? Can I do anything for you? Because I became a mother again, the mommy that, you know, a little boy that's crying because he's sick, because he lost his friend. And all I wanted to do is fix it. All I want to do is save him. All I want to do is hug and kiss him, you know? So I cried. I mean, my face is so swollen today because I really, but then I thought, you know, I'm not only crying because of that. You know, of her and my son and the families, I'm crying because of my lover. I'm crying because I know in the body that we're probably done. And the little girl's saying, but he's my best friend. Where'd he go? Why'd he leave? You know, why are you not with him? So all of that had to come up. So even Connie leaving was a healing for me, you know, to help me feel my feelings. So it's really all beautiful. You know, it's all a blessing, even though sometimes it's so hard to see it that way. Because
tell
we are
me
human.
The thing. Can you tell me, are you going to see him in 2 weeks or 2 months or bump into? You don't know. All you
I don't
can
know,
know is what's meant to be will be. Just
oh,
as it
without
has
a doubt.
Been.
And that's really my saving grace because that, to me, I believe he is with me anyway. You know,
because
but
like even you're
body,
saying that,
what
that
I want to do,
it,
you know,
you'll never like you'll it's over. You really don't know that nothing is ever closed. You know,
oh, without a doubt. But you know, when you hear that from somebody and you say, you know, no matter what he does, I mean, I can never be mad at him. In other words, I love him and I don't really care. And you can think, well, you know what? That part of you should be saying the same thing. I don't care what she did. I love her. She's one with me. So I don't hear that for the ego, the little girl saying, oh, no.
Right, but that is actually, that's his I am, Amanda. Like, you have that
right?
pure love that he can't show you, and that's loving with that expectation. When you can love
yep.
something so much and do everything for them and it's not reciprocated, you know, it's a little difficult because it can't get in the way of you loving yourself, and that's why having such a strong sense of love for yourself will guide you.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, and that has been my saving grace, but I got to read one thing that just happened because as I'm talking, I'm holding this little card and I realize it's a card that he gave me again, another card that just happened to be on my desk that had a little heart
a rose necklace on it, and it says, I love you. And then it says, thank you for the joy you bring me each day, for the love that you show me in your own wonderful way. This is a token of my love that is true. You are special to me and beautiful, too. So every time tonight that I thought that I was going to give it up, I open up, and there's the card of eternal love, and then now this. So it's like, do you see the miracle in that?
I actually see it as that was a time period. I know how we feel about time, but that was a time period for him when he was able to openly express his true love for you. And his negativity could be coming from a hurt ego, a shattered ego. Like I was trying to say, not everybody has a distrusting ego. I do.
Right. Yeah.
All right,
but let's
so
just go one
him,
step
just
further.
Remember
that's
that,
beautiful.
You know, read the card. Remember him in that moment. You know, that's okay.
But
I wouldn't
want to
remember him in his dark moment. You know, he probably
but
is the one in need
though?
Of hug.
Are you seeing now what I mean, though? That it doesn't matter because it's here and now. There is no past. And he's not here, but the representative of him is here. This is eternal. It says it right here. I love you eternal. And this says you're special whether you see me or not ever again. So to bring it in the moment, I've been given two gifts that came from the heavens. It's like the grace of God just said, here you go, here's the card, and here's the, remember this? Remember what he gave you? Well, this is eternal. This is, just because the attention's not on you right now doesn't mean it's tied. It's showing you that it's with you forever if you choose to see it as such. So that's something for you, for me. So what you have with him, but the one that you call the one, is always going to be with you. It's always eternal. And you know
well,
that, I know that.
I mean, I treated him like he was a homewrecker that was trying to ruin my life. And then one day, this is how we became friends again, really. I told him I thought about it, and he actually saved me from myself because I realized that I need to care about myself more. That was profound for me because I didn't realize how much I loathed myself. I literally loathed myself.
Right,
and
right.
No one could take me out of the depths of depression, not Prozac, not a therapist, nothing. Because I called myself environmentally depressed from my circumstances, and I became a victim of circumstance instead of a survivor of circumstance because I stopped caring about myself, point blank. And he spiritually awoke me, and my ego was like, no, you're trying to... You know, I'm going to lose everything. You're just trying to get in my pants. I was pretty much not spiritually awakened when it happened, but that was the beginning of my awakening.
Right.
You know?
And it sounds familiar.
I got back with him as far as saying I just came up with the realization that maybe there were no intentions. He was there, I was there, right place at the right time, and I realized, wow, I can be love. I accept being love. There are good qualities of me. I think I shared with you with the God as I am. I was being very silly one day, and I'm going, I am God. I am blessed. I am the best. And it was stupid, you know? Like, I'm literally saying this is stupid. And then
why?
I said, because it just seems a little too exponential for the way my ego is. So from there, from that point of view, I got mad at my ego for feeling like this is stupid. So I started saying, I'm a kind-hearted woman. I'm a good woman. I'm a loyal woman. I get along good with children. I'm good with animals. Like just little things I kind of denied and ignored for a very long time that I do have. I'm not just all bad qualities. You know, like I'll get back to like not working and feeling worthless. So I go out and make $80,000 a year, and most people would think $80,000 a year is a good price. Hey, 30 years, so I'm worth what? What is that? 20, what does that pay? I don't even know what it pays. It's not enough because you can't go to God and say, here, I got $30 million. Can you give me Sabrina back? So, like, I realized that this whole what you're worth, what you're, everybody here is actually priceless, not worthless.
Right.
You know, like, so I'm no different from the person who makes $10,000, $100,000. I make no money. I'm no different from somebody who makes $1 million a year.
Right.
We're irreplaceable,
right.
You know, and
right.
I just
and
wasn't
was
accepting of love. I wasn't. Not from that with myself, not from other people. And I'll tell you, if you can't love yourself, you can't love others and others cannot love you.
That's the whole thing. If you don't have a relationship with yourself, you can't have a relationship with anybody else. There is another caller, baby. Hold on 1 second. I'm not going to put you on hold. Just be there, okay?
Okay.
Hello, who's calling?
If it's not the mother of love, Amanda, and it's Tawanda, how are you?
Hello, oh my God, I am so honored. I cannot believe that you're here.
I was trying to get online, couldn't get online, so I said I had to call to let her know my presence was with her.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you so much. This is the first time I'm actually hearing your voice. That's pretty cool. Very good.
Please forgive the delay, but I had to call, and I was online trying to listen. I'm like, this is not working out. I said, I got to call and let her know. I got her back.
Well, we have 3 minutes left, so what would you like to – Sabrina's here, too. Sabrina, this is Tawanda. She's a lady who's been on Facebook who's an absolute angel. She's a coach, and she's been a sister to me. She's also from New York, so, you know, we're in good company.
Awesome. Hi, Tawanda.
Good evening. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
So, Tawanda, what do you want to say to us? Because you can close the show tonight. You got 3 minutes left, baby.
Oh, my goodness. You're so funny. Close the show and open my own show yesterday. How funny is that?
Honored
to know you, honored to be able to assist and be a service. And I just appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. You've been really a very strong force for me, always loving, always sending blessings, and be safe, like a mommy would say to me, which I don't have a mommy left yet. She left a couple of years ago. So I feel like every time you say that, it's like mommy saying, just watch yourself, young lady. So thank
you. My mom's no longer here in the physical either, but she's always around, trust me.
I know.
I
got to
say, I'm smiling from ear to ear with you too. As soon as she came on, I just started smiling from ear to ear.
That's true.
My teeth are actually hurting.
Well, I don't take up all the time, but like I said, just want to call in, touch base with you, let you know, support you, honor you, appreciate you.
And she might even come to New York and see me for my birthday. You never know. Right?
I believe there's some magic going on somewhere, so you never know.
It's all about magic. I'm so grateful that you're here, both of you, because, I mean, I really needed the support tonight because I really felt like, you know, I was, like, sort of half-assed about life. We have 90 seconds left, so again, I want to thank you both for being here. My God, it's like my sisters are here. I really feel blessed. And for the other callers, thank you so much. Nicole, you've got a good relationship. Sounds great. And the other gentleman from Washington, you're in love, and that's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with being in love. There's everything right about being in love. And again, I want to send my love to my boy, John, who's going through a hard time, and his family and friends, because they are his family. They're going to be strong. They're going to be tight. They're going to celebrate Connie's life this weekend, and Connie, watch over those guys. And then also to everybody out there who's suffering on any level, be well, be loved, knowing that God is with you and that life is just love. It's all about love. So, again, I thank you, girls, and have a beautiful rest of the night. Tawanda, you really made my night. Thank you for being here. I love you all. I love you all.
Be blessed.
Be loving. Be loving.
Love you guys. Everybody live in love.
Good night.
Good night.